August 5th, 2015, general meeting of the Franklin Township Board of Trustees. And like to open with a prayer from Pastor Womack of Central Baptist Church, and he's also our police chaplain. So, welcome, sir.
Before I pray, I just want to say thank you for being part of the community. Mr. Cope, Mr. Horn, Mr. Fleshman, and what a great country we live in. When you say a country that we have the privilege to salute our flag and pledge our flag, we also pray for those who have been fighting there in Las Vegas. A divided country, yet a great country. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this country. We thank you for this community, and I thank you, Father, for the men in the front here that serve in this community. I pray now for the meeting tonight that we would all come together collectively. And as your word says, Father, may we draw near with a pure heart, with a good purpose. And may we hold fast. May we remain strong and steadfast for the good of this community. Father, may we consider one another and encourage each other. May our conversations and the talk be edifying and lifting up. And Father, may we stand firm together as we come together. Bless us now as we look over the business of the township. We pray, Father, for those in Las Vegas and the families that were affected there of that tragedy. We still pray for Texas and for Florida. Pray for Chaplain Snodgrass. I believe he's back in Texas now, serving there. And so, Lord, I thank you again for the first responders and all those in the community. Thank you for our armed forces. Be with each of them as they watch over this country. And bless us now as we discuss the business of this township and what a privilege it is to have open meetings like these. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Everyone rise for the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, could we have the roll call, please?
Yes. John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Don?
Yep.
Okay.
Motion.
Let's make a motion to approve the minutes for September 28th, 2017 special meeting.
I'll second that.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Don?
No.
No?
You want to let her know so she can put a clip on it. You don't have no comment? Okay.
No comment? Just no.
Mr. Horn, if I may,
okay. Jump
in here for a second. The last couple of meetings, there was a discrepancy, and it was brought to my attention, Resolution 17-274, be it resolved by the Board of Trustees, Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio. The Board approves payroll in amount of $120,356.13 and bills in the amount of $72,918.84. This was correct. There was a few things that did not get on the sheet that went out there, and I have went through and we found out exactly what they are, and I'll have them up here if anyone, are they back there? So we went back through to try to make sure we knew exactly what was not added into this sheet that you got, and it didn't total up. So I thank you, whoever it was that spoke up and said, why is this not equaling? Because I did not look at what you guys got. So I did want to make that as it is correct. So from there, this is taken care of. Mr. Chairman?
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Fleshman. Tonight we have guest speaker David Barker, and I understand you're representing issue two, having to do with the state. That is a statewide, pertaining to the opioid crisis, I believe. Is that correct,
sir? That's with the Drug Price Relief Act.
Okay, so if you could take a few minutes there, we'd appreciate it.
Jenkins had the pen crop that in. Mommy, you just click it like that and just like the pen.
Yeah, this is what you wanted to know.
When they had the convention down there, I must have picked up a dozen of them. Chris likes them. Chris uses the part of the age that's too late.
I already got copies. I put them in my bag already to take home with me. Thank you.
Chief, would you mind helping me with the tax bill out there?
I can help too.
Do you have one?
Those are it. I'm gonna leave these up here for me to get after the meeting.
Oh, okay.
Do they need these too?
We can save those for the meeting.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. That was a great leaflet.
So my name is Dave Baker, and I want to let everybody know off the top that I am not a politician. I usually don't get behind issues out in public like that, but after reading a lot of, issue two is very important, so I'm not trying to sway individuals one way or the other. I just wanted to make sure that you got the information in your hands. I've got a lot of senior citizens in my family, grandparents, aunts and uncles that's in their 60s and 70s. And a lot of times when they're going from their job to Medicare, and you've got all these Medicare options and everything, they kind of call us younger family members to help them out with that. Issue two was important to me because of the fact that anytime you buy anything in bulk, you get a cheaper price. If you go to the corner carryout and you buy you a pop for maybe $1.50 for a 20 bottle, you go to Walmart where they buy things in bulk, it's going to be cheaper for you. Same thing with pharmaceutical companies. If you're in the state of Ohio, you get a certain discount because you buy a certain amount of prescriptions. If you're the federal government, you even spend less money to pay for your prescriptions as well. So issue two is just simply saying that they want to make sure that everybody pays the same price that the Veteran Affairs paid for theirs, which would give everybody a huge discount. Because the federal government, through the Veterans Affairs, they pay a lot less than what we do because they buy it in bulk. So the information I passed out is just stuff that you can take home, you can read, and get yourself aware of it. Not sure if you saw any commercials on issue two, but anytime the drug companies are involved in anything, they spend millions and millions of dollars to defend themselves. Sort of look at the EpiPen, when they raised the price of that, until our government, until our citizens got behind that, then they lowered the price of that. So this organization, you might have seen a commercial where it says that there's a billionaire that's behind this. Well, he's not a billionaire. He has an organization that, as a 501c3 nonprofit organization, what they're not telling you is, what the opposition is not telling you, is that Michael Weinstein, that's who's putting the money behind this initiative, is that he is in 39 countries. Over 33 years of being around, he is in 39 countries, 15 states, and he has over 650,000 patients in care. And regardless of whether they have insurance or not, they make sure that through their pharmacies, they get their medications. So if you go to their pharmacies and you don't have any insurance, or you're in the middle of changing jobs, and whatever's going on, they're going to make sure, regardless of the ability to pay, that you walk out with your medications. And the two locations they have in Ohio is one's in Cleveland and one's here in Columbus, Ohio, that they opened up about 5 years ago up on North High and East Fifth. It's now the Closet. It has the thrift store and the pharmacy and the HIV testing site. So they've got it right on the wall, regardless of the ability to pay, because they're going to find a way to make sure that you get your medications. I personally have family members who, their Social Security and maybe their retirement don't kind of add up to what they were when they was working. So if they get three or four prescriptions, because maybe they have diabetes, maybe they have heart disease or whatever it is, their copay can only pay for a certain amount. So sometimes they have to split their medications in half to be able to afford them. And I've had to stand up for my older family members and help them pay their copay so they didn't have to split their medications in half. So I'll pass out some information. The one that I really want you to look at is the one that says wanted.
We don't have that back here.
You don't have that? Okay. Let me get you some. How many do we need back there?
Right here.
Chief, can you?
Now I left some other goodies up here too. I got some fans and some pins and some different things. I'm just going to leave here for you if you want to take them with you. I got the wrong one. So as we know, you know, pharmaceutical companies are in business to make money. They make billions and billions of dollars, and we understand that some of that money that goes back into research, so therefore they can create other drugs as well. But we also know if you open this up, and we're going to take it one at a time here for about 3 minutes. You've got the first one here. His name is Alex, and he's the CEO of Johnson & Johnson, and his 2016 compensation was over $21 million. And then if you look at his past, you'll be able to read through his past record there, but you know, they're always being sued for something. I'll use the EpiPen as a good example of that. Turn to the next page, you've got Craig that is with another pharmaceutical company where his compensation, he wouldn't even disclose what his compensation was. Then you turn to the next page, you've got Kenneth Frazier, he's the CEO of Merck. His compensation was $17 million. And the last one is John Milligan, who works for a CEO at Gilead Sciences. He makes over, you know, $13 million as well. But in this booklet, it's going to tell you about the past record of these CEOs, how they've been sued, how they've decepted people who pay prescriptions, pay co-pays for their prescriptions. There's always lawsuits filed against the pharmaceutical company because of the price gouging. And then right beside where it says wanted, then it gives the supporting information, which you can look up on the internet, or you may already know, or get some information on. So the supporting materials in which they have is right there. And it's all public records as well. So that's kind of the nutshell of what it is. And then, you know, this is my first one that I've done. I've got 15 more scheduled before the 7th, so I hope you guys don't beat me up too bad. But I would just like to answer any questions that you may have in regards to this. I really wanted to get this information in your hands so you could at least take it home instead of watching a 15-second soundbite on a commercial. You can take this home and you can read it, and then you're more informed for when you do go and vote. I'm not going to sway you one way or the other. I just wanted to make sure that you have this information in your hands. So with that, I'll open up the floor for any questions that anybody may have. Yes, sir.
Doesn't this measure fund a law firm in California that it puts it into the Constitution that we have taxpayers have to fund that operation?
So, no. The answer to that is AIDS Healthcare Foundation has been around for over 33 years. Okay, the founder, Michael Weinstein, started, I think, with $25,000 or $50,000. And the reason why the AIDS Healthcare Foundation got started was because, if you remember back in the 80s, that's when HIV was discovered. And so, people like Rock Hudson, Magic Johnson was coming out. But the main threat was from Africa. The country of Africa was being hit the hardest, and they're still being hit the hardest right now.
I asked about the law firm that is in the constitutional language that is added to our constitution that says we as taxpayers have to fund that, not the nonprofit.
Okay, I got you. I'm sorry, I misunderstood the question. So you are not going to have to pay that as a taxpayer. The state of Ohio and the Secretary of State has approved this to go on the ballot. So therefore, if any of us, myself or anybody else, decides that if it fails and they want to file a lawsuit or whatever, the state's going to defend that.
Which is taxpayer dollars.
Well, it's no different than if there's no difference if they defend something else that they put on the ballot as well, from my understanding. Anybody has the opportunity, if anything is an issue and someone disagrees with the way that it comes out in the vote, they have the opportunity to do that as well. And if the state put it on the ballot, then the state's going to defend that as well.
Which would be our taxpayer dollars.
No. If you want to look at it in that perspective, yes. Yeah. But somebody would have to pay for that as well, though. Any other questions?
Okay. There's no other questions.
Ed Seeger. I was going to tell him there's a seat open up front.
Okay. There's no further questions for David. Do you have anything else you need to pass on, David?
No, sir. I'm just going to leave this here for everybody.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Appreciate you having me.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, what you asked.
I want to read everyone.
Okay.
Read the resolution.
Yeah, I want to check that out too. Okay, moving on. Let's see, let's go ahead, go forward with the resolutions there. Mr. Fleischman, you want to take it there?
Resolution 17-304, be it resolved by the Board of Trustees, Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board approves bills in the amount of $33,974.05 and payroll in the amount of $169,805.93. For a total of $203,779.98. From check number 44251 to check number 44406.
Okay, I'd second that.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yep. Okay. Excuse me, okay. Resolution 17-300. Be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board approves to pay Schettinger in the amount of $750 for the indigent funds for Joseph Netter. Did I have a second on that?
He was in Township.
Mm-hmm.
In Township.
I'll second that.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Don?
Yeah. Okay, Resolution 17-301. Be it resolved by the Board of Trustees, Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board approves Chief Smith to hire Leland Queen as a part-time, excuse me, we really haven't voted on that one yet, have we, Chief Smith?
Yeah, I thought we did.
To approve him? No, I don't think we have.
Well, we have four open slots.
Okay.
That was approved in the resolution.
Well, should we not approve it first for the board and then come back to that resolution or not?
Well, the board approved me to have up to six.
Okay.
Part-timers.
So we are good on that?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Approves Chief Smith to hire Leland Queen as a part-time police officer as of October the 5th, 2017.
Do you have a second?
I'll second.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Don?
Yeah.
Resolution 17-302, be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board approves Chief Smith to hire Norm Baldwin as a part-time police officer as of October the 5th, 2017.
Do you have a second?
I'll second that.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Don?
Yeah.
Excuse me, Resolution 17-303, be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board approves to pay Central Ohio Hydrant repair in the amount of $10,560.
Just a second. Is that something that we will be able to retrieve back?
There was about two of them that was actually.
Sorry, sir.
There's about two of them that could be turned into insurance company.
Okay. I'll second that.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yeah. Okay. That's all the resolutions that we have tonight. Let's see. Then we'll move on to Chief Smith. I guess they got you first on the...
Oh, they got me first.
Yeah, look at him. They got me first.
According to Jim Stevens, that's not true.
I don't know how it got changed, but somehow it's all got changed.
So, Jim.
Good evening, everyone. As you know, Medic 193 is over there. It's not in service. It's sitting over there, and we'll open up the bay after the meeting. You all can come over and take a look at it.
It's the new Medic.
Yeah, it was just delivered 2-3 days ago. But what we need to do is move forward and put radios in it. And I got a price quote from BNC for $8,148. That entails putting a brand new set of radios in. It takes two of them, one for the front, one for the back. So.
Now, on these radios, I know from time to time we have to change them. Are these, or will they adapt with any new changes that may be coming?
Yeah, matter of fact, the original plan was to use the old radio, but that radio has been around longer than I have here, and it won't hold the pattern or the all the channels or anything that is needed.
Okay. And then secondly, is this coming from your budget?
Yeah, EMS
and,
budget.
And you have this secure in your budget?
Lisa?
She does.
Okay.
We'll need a resolution.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to make a resolution that we accept the chief's recommendation for two radios for Medic 192. And that would be
17-305. 193.
Oh. Okay. I just seen one Medic 192, so let me correct that. Medic 193, thank you.
I would second the motion.
John?
Yes.
Proud?
Yes.
Time?
Yeah.
Yes. The next thing I got on my list is the accident review for Medic 192, the collision had when it was going down, responding down Georgesville Road. It went to the accident review committee and they were found not at fault. The other driver was cited of the other vehicle in this accident. And I'd just like to close this out.
Do we know when that medic will be back in service?
Probably January or February.
And they had insurance?
We don't bother with that.
So it's between the two?
Yeah, we turn in ours and ours goes back to them.
Okay.
But initially from on the scene, I asked the police officer and he said, yes, they're insured.
An idea of total of the...
It's about $100,000.
Of damage?
Ooh. Yeah.
So it means turn right for lights and sirens, not left in front of you.
Exactly. That's what happened. You guys ready for the good news side?
Mm-hmm.
All righty.
I don't have much tonight, everybody.
He's done.
Give you the numbers for last month. We did 872 runs last month. I'm trying to bring it down a little bit more. It's 28 runs a day. So your guys are out there, and if you average an hour run, our guys are out on the road 28 out of 24 hours out of the day, if that makes sense to you. So kind of bringing it down to that for the run volume. It just keeps increasing. Somebody asked me about the heroin numbers. I don't have them for last month, but it's a lot, unfortunately. We have not seen a waning of the overdoses we've been going. Matter of fact, that's where you saw myself and the guys responding to the previous meeting. That'll be our third one just down in this district today. Good news side, we're going to give you some more smoke detectors. We're going to be out this weekend on Saturday. We're going to be up in Valley View, and we're also going to start here on the southern part of the township. Now, I have most of the northern part of the township covered. If we have not been to your house in the northern part of the township, please give us a call, and we will make a trip up there and install some smoke detectors. We are going to be up in Valley View, like I said, on Saturday, and also we're going to start in the Triangle area this weekend. And then after that, we'll keep moving around. We'll get the Davis Edition, Rosary Edition. We'll try to make all the houses here. My goal is to have all of our houses done by this winter, but with the Red Cross, as busy as they were, obviously with this summer, they ran out of supplies. So I just got a couple hundred more smoke detectors in, so we'll be out this weekend.
And Chief, how much are those again?
What's that?
How
they
much is it?
Free.
I'm sorry?
$3.
And how much to install?
$0. $0.
Yep.
So, we'll be around. If you need us, just give us a call. That's all I have. Oh, I'm sorry. And also, John Latoria is retiring as of October 16th. John Latoria has been with us for 33 years. He is our badge one right now. He was one of the guys. He actually worked up at our station 191 at one point, which is up there off of in San Margarita. So he was one of the last old guard we have. So please stop by on the 16th, correct, Chief?
Yes.
From 2 to 4, we're going to have some cake and hang out and wish him well on his well-deserved retirement. So.
Yeah.
That is all I have. Anybody have anything for
the 16th to stop?
And as I understand...
I just have a quick question.
Yeah.
I was told by someone, and I'm curious, since you said you'd be breaking down the runs.
Yeah, sure.
How many of those runs are actually in Franklin Township, and how many of them are in Columbus?
In fact, I can tell you anyway.
Oh, thank you.
I would say 61% are runs from the city, and the rest were in the township. But I don't have the numbers how many times the city of Columbus runs in the township.
I understand.
Yeah, they run in this, they average 170 runs a month into the township. So
170 a month, and you said 61. And
that's how many times they come into the township.
Okay.
Correct. And then we take all the other ones also. So it's that we're taking runs for them, they're taking runs for us.
Just someone gave me some information, so I'm trying for myself to distinguish.
Yeah. If you want to know, give me a call, and I can break them down every run every day for you.
I don't really need that. Okay. I'm just trying to in my own head.
We take about, it just depends on the month. The last month, I think it was somewhere like 60-40.
And Chief, what did that equate to in dollars for the township last year, the runs that we took for...
Last year was $1.1 million, and this year we're ahead of that.
So $1.1 million is what we collected for taking the runs in the city of Columbus.
That's correct. And we should be at about 1.3 this year, Chief?
And we'll try for above average, so we'll get this year.
I had one quick question for you. The hydrant flushing, I noticed they were somewhere, I can't remember where I saw them, they were doing some like...
They're actually drying out the hydrants for the wintertime.
Okay.
So we're checking all of our hydrant districts and pumping all the water out.
Okay.
So they don't freeze in the wintertime, so they'll all be ready. And so you'll see the guys pumping your hydrants right now, and then you'll see them again. We dip them every Sunday to make sure there's no water in there, and then they vacuum it out again.
I think it was last Sunday I saw them.
Yeah, they'll be out every Sunday now. You'll see them all throughout the winter, making sure there's no water in there.
We only flush them in the spring, so the residents don't have to worry about what they're doing.
Okay.
See, that goes 4 foot underground. And
right,
all the
way out, I understand. Yeah, I just wanted to know. You know, since I've seen them out, we hadn't talked about hydrant flushing for a while.
Yeah, we'll flush them again in the spring if we get all the nasty out.
All right. Is there anything else then? Well, that owner retiree, that's going to be here, as I understand.
Yeah, right next door.
Next door. Okay. Okay. Does anybody have anything for the fire department right now? Okay. Thanks, gentlemen. Okay. Then, Chief, Police Chief Smith, Byron Smith,
thanks,
of
sir.
The Columbus Police, or Columbus.
Did you quit on us?
Sorry about that. I had that on my mind. I talked to Columbus
a bunch
the other day there. Franklin Township, please.
There you go. Yeah. You're back home now, Ralph. What was the date for his party, Jim?
The 16th.
Not the 19th.
16th.
At what time?
What day is
that? Last day is the 19th. His party's the 16th.
Yeah, last day is the 19th.
What time we doing it?
2 to 4, I believe.
Oh.
He's going to check it there.
And then the party's on the 16th.
All right, we took care of the resolutions. I passed around the sheet from the sheriff's office October 26th this month at 6 p.m. There is going to be a banquet dinner where we put in Officer Court Fisher to be recognized. So him along with 24 other officers and deputies from around the county will be recognized. It's open to the public. Ticket information is on the sheet.
What sheet?
I'll get you one. Questions on that? Okay.
I think I can attend that, Chief.
Okay. With the new computers we got, we need docking stations because we only have one docking station per computer, and we're keeping computers in two of the old cars. So with that, I got a quote from BNC for two docking stations with the pole mounts. It is $2,700.
Is that made of gold?
I would hope so. However, I found the same thing on eBay, all brand new for only $689.79.
That's with the gold removed. That's with the gold.
That's with the gold plating removed, and that is for both. Oh. So we saved a little over $2,000 on that.
So the pair is $689, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's great.
So that's saved us a boatload right there. Yes. That's all I got.
No parking signs?
Oh, that's right. We're getting more complaints on Eastbrook about the parking on both sides of the street. It's not illegal right now to park there, so there's nothing for us to do to enforce.
You know what? Not to interrupt you, but I'll bet I've had at least 4 calls this week about Eastbrook.
Yeah.
And the woodcutter.
Right.
Is that where you're talking about?
Yeah, it's in that curve, yes. Okay.
No, it's not in the curve I'm talking
well,
about.
Well, I mean, as soon as you turn...
It's right up from that.
The buses are complaining they can't make that turn because cars are on both sides of that street.
So we would want to make one side. Have we already... We've discussed this before.
We discussed it before. Nobody made a decision. It would either be one side or the other, I would recommend.
What would be your recommendation, since you know that? Which way would you recommend that we would make no parking on... So basically, it's kind of like southeast.
I would say probably on the south side of the road where the wood issue is. You would make that no parking. That way the buses could probably take that corner and turn.
Okay.
The buses have been the ones complaining the most.
Okay. So I would like to make a resolution that we make no parking on...
Before you make the resolution, let's discuss it just a little bit.
Okay,
sir. And clear on it. I know the problems that we have over there.
Right.
So I want to make sure I'm really clear. The south side, as you're coming and going eastbound on Eastbrook.
Yes.
Okay.
Correct.
Alrighty. That would be...
I don't think we need any other postings. I think it's going to fall under our no parking that we have already.
Where the really major problem is also...
The other end?
It's right by the woodcutter guy's house.
That's what we're talking about.
Okay. So we're going to continue around the loop there and on across, you know, at Gantz and Eastbrook comes there together. If you turn in Gantz Road and go right, that's where the woodcutter lives.
That's where the woodcutter is. That's right. Where the turn issue is.
Right.
What the board has to decide is how far you want to put the no parking.
Okay. Well, certainly there needs to be around the loop something on one side or the other.
Are you guys going to put no parking sign for all day long or just during school hours?
Well, I think it's after school and the adult buses too.
Oh, okay.
So it's been a problem for everybody. I would
just get it all done.
Suggest hours.
Well, the problem, the real problem that you have there. It really is a pretty heavy throughway now, Lisa.
Oh, is it?
Coming from the newer housing development, since they made the, you know, what it's done over time is increase that traffic through there by tenfold, really. And consequently, you need to clear one side of the road or the other, that is for sure. And I don't know. I mean, it's all the time. It's just...
It is. And there's also, even if you're coming off of Gantz and you turn left the other direction, there's been a lot of complaints about that curve. Because there's cars on both sides of the street and people can't see.
And here's what the wood cutting problem is. And I don't know if Jessica has gotten involved in this or not, but it's been an ongoing problem. I know Juanita has been...
Right.
Fighting it for 2 years or more, probably. The woodcutter is always, by some way or other, always has multiple vehicles there on both sides of the road. They have learned Paul Lieberts' schedule. He goes, he chases them out. They know he works 5 days a week. And at night, they got the roads packed and cleared again. With burning fires in the driveway and all that. Right. So whatever we can do to get, I think this could be a twofold thing. To slow some of these guys down or save some, it's a wonder we don't have a lot of accidents around that loop, really. And secondly, that woodcutter, it's a constant problem. you can't even get out of there. A lot of the residents can't go to church on Sunday, for an example. Those guys are out there.
Right.
Yeah. So my point is to the board here, and you as well, is if we're going to make some changes there, we need to try to help as much of the problem as we can.
How far do you want to make it no parking?
Well, I would say certainly beyond his home there for sure.
Maybe two houses.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he's two houses in from the corner, isn't he?
I think so.
I can't remember. He's either one house in.
He's at least two.
We'd probably need two or three houses in.
Yeah.
To keep so that the buses have room, because there's not a lot of room we get.
There is not.
So that's like 150 feet past the corner.
Probably something like that.
So you want to make.
However, we do the resolution, I'm sure wants to include that guy. Anything we can do to make it a little more difficult.
Do we know his address?
No, we can get it. You could just use Gantz and Eastbrook. Gantz and Eastbrook. That's the starting point.
But you know, you've been out there. You and your guys have been out there yourself on this, and it's an ongoing problem. And that might be something. The way we word a resolution is.
I'm fine. Do you want me to read the resolution, or do you want to?
No, you go ahead.
Okay. I'd like to make a resolution 17306, to put no parking signs on south. Is it south of Gantz Road or Eastbrook? On Eastbrook, south of Gantz.
South. On Eastbrook, on the south side of the road.
South side of Eastbrook is what it would be.
Okay. To extend two houses beyond address that we will put in at a later date?
I would say for at least a good 100 feet.
Yeah.
Okay.
Probably at least that, I would think, yeah.
I don't think the board's wanting to look at taking away parking.
No.
The right. Whole.
No.
Because once you come around that curve and then you're straightened out, it's just two people trying to pass each other around there. And
what about the other direction on Eastbrook? It's kind of... It's the same scenario.
I know it is.
If then I left. Say I that we would
you
do...
You almost want to go 100 feet in each direction.
No.
Okay, with this resolution, I'll amend it to add that we will also go 100 feet each direction on the north side of this. That would be the west side, east side of the street. Or is that north end?
The east side of Gantz.
Yes.
Or the west side of Gantz. If you're on Gantz... You have the south side of Eastbrook,
right,
and then you have the south side on the other side of Eastbrook.
It's okay. All on the south side of
so
Eastbrook.
We'll go with what you just said, Chief. Okay. I don't get that all murdered up.
He said.
Well, let me just clarify that a little bit. On Eastbrook, going westbound.
Yes.
I don't think 100 feet is ample. I think it needs to be. More than.
Was you saying 100 feet each direction, though, wasn't you, sir?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
If you take
from
this,
the intersection.
From each direction, 100 feet, which should be.
Well, Linda Mercer lives over there. What do you think 100 feet is enough?
The opposite way. Yeah, I think so. Because okay. It's just when you make that turn on left to go left, it's hard sometimes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That sounds fine.
We've got a motion.
Do we have a second?
I'll second that.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Don?
Yeah.
Okay, we're done.
I'm going to say something else.
Runs?
Well, I'm here. No, I don't have one for this one yet. We're still on. Nope, that's all I got.
Is there anything further you have to achieve?
I do have an email. Maria on Lennett Avenue wants to have a block party, and she wants the road blocked off from Roland to the alley on October 21st.
Oh, she does that every year, doesn't she?
Does she?
Yeah.
Okay. And do we... I thought we had a discussion last year about somebody, maybe it was in Jessica's neighborhood, wanting to block the roads off, and we couldn't do it because we had the county approval from the engineer's office to block the roads because you're literally shutting a road down.
Yeah, well, they used to do that for... That was before my time for
okay.
One of the residents down there, I don't know, probably Mr. Cook couldn't remember who it was, but I never knew of any problems they had, did you?
No. They gave them a time, though, that
right.
They had to quit because of the quietness of the
right,
residents
right.
And things like that,
okay.
But
Well, I mean, I just wanted, I'm not saying not to do it, I'm just bringing it to you.
And what date is that?
The 21st of this month, for a block party.
Okay. And the hours they range in was what?
It just says it'll start around 5:30.
Yep, that's usually about.
It ends at 5:30?
Starts at 5:30. It doesn't have an end time.
5:30 p.m.
Okay. It'd be like 11. I'm sorry, that's me.
Oh, is that, oh, okay. Well, hi. Well, hi there.
Did they block it off the last couple of times?
Yes.
They did block it off?
Yes. They dropped off the cameras to me, and I put them out, and then I picked them back up.
Because we have the signage on the cones.
And then, Chief, we also have our noise ordinance. It's until 10 o'clock, so we wouldn't.
Well, the noise ordinance isn't time specific. It could be during the day.
Okay.
I mean, are you having a live band?
No.
Okay.
Well, if I could.
I think it'd be okay.
Okay.
Have,
I'm not, I thought it'd be yours.
I was trying to remember who used to have that.
Was it you?
But anyway, I'd been down there to one of the parties at one time there. What's your guys' name?
My name's Maria. We've only had it, this would be the third year.
Third year, okay. Okay.
But we just do it to block off the road for the kids.
Right.
That's
mm-hmm. Right.
They don't have that area to play.
Yeah, I'm familiar with it.
What's the address again?
Chief, you need a motion for this to go through? I mean, we don't need a resolution to do that.
No.
Do we need some time? What do you have? Did you get an authorization last year? I don't remember.
Sandy, actually, she just, when I had called in, she just always told me yes.
Oh, okay.
This was my first time having to go through.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Okay, was there a time, did you have a time cut off or anything on it? Or
I would say 10:30, 11, whatever.
I don't know, that's fine with me.
I don't know if you need a motion as long as the board's okay with it.
I don't even think we do, as long as we know it. I mean, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Just the time.
Yeah, she said 11.
11?
Yeah. The board agreed.
Sweet. She was on your clipboard, so you could just sort of check my
clipboard. Good? So I'm good with that. Ralph, you good with it?
You got something else for me?
You okay with that?
No, I just learned.
That's enough. That's enough for one day, isn't it?
Yeah, he said yeah.
That's all I got.
Okay.
All righty, sir. Well, thank you very much.
Any questions?
I think we might make it out of here by 7:30.
Wow. I'll keep my feet out of your way.
Oh, you're good.
Thank you.
I'm used to walking on you.
Department's not here.
Okay.
Building department.
Yeah, building.
There you go, girl.
Well, let me get just real quickly for number 10. Here's Jim Stevens, Road Department. Jim is finally persuaded him to take a few days off work. So he's going to be off for 4 or 5 days. And he told me he didn't have anything special to tell everybody tonight. So if there's any questions that you have, well, he'll be back on Tuesday. I'll pass them on. So if there's anything you need addressed or whatever, just let me know now.
He's built the office, as many of you know. We gave the okay to the office. I was amazed how fast he built a really nice office out there. Saved the township a lot of money because he used to be a custom builder. So within 2 weeks, he put an office out there in their building and has everything pretty much hooked up and moving in now. But he put in a lot of hours to be able to get that done. So definitely saved the township a lot of money.
Yeah, if anyone
he is
needs
hooked
to
up and he is moved in.
Yeah. Is he? Oh, well, yeah, there
if
you
anyone
go.
Ever needs to.
He's what?
He is hooked up and he's all moved in.
Yeah. Well, I was just there like 24 hours ago or something. It's amazing how fast he moves on that.
But
stuff.
Anyway, if anyone ever has any questions or anything, Jim's office will now be in the, you know, it looks like the big old barn back there.
On your left.
And I think he was going to put a little sign up or something, certain road department there or whatever.
So, yeah, you put in air conditioning, heating. I mean, he did everything, and I was impressed.
So it was an excellent thing.
And he stayed under budget. I think we gave him a budget of $2,000. So, I mean, I'm like, wow, you can do this? I wonder if I need a new bathroom.
Super, super job, that's for sure. So if there's anybody needs anything, Jim will be back Tuesday. Or if there's anything you need immediate attention, you can tell me now. You know, so. Alrighty. If you want to go ahead now, this is Jessica Rice from the building department, and she has a few things that.
I have one thing.
Okay.
We acquired a Canon Image Press it was last week. And what they kind of told us when we acquired it is not quite what they said. They originally said it was a copier. It's more of a duplicator. It's a color printer, but you can't feed things through it. It doesn't staple. It doesn't collate. Doesn't do a lot of things that we're going to need it to do. It is large. So I'd like to look at different options. We can take this printer and the copier the duplicator that we just received, trade it in on one. Part of the issues with this copier that we have currently is there's no parts for it anymore. So if it breaks down, we're done. The other one, it's still functioning, but it doesn't have much life left.
Yeah.
It's over 10 years old.
Have to think about printing.
The company that donated that one said that they would repair it at any time for free. All you had to do was call.
I talked to him this week, and he said that he does not have any more parts for it, and he's pretty much out of ink for it. We also had to replace the ink in it this past 2 weeks ago, and they don't supply the ink anymore, and what they sent us to supply it didn't fit. It kept reading error. So getting the ink is more difficult, and the toner. He has no more drums for it, so if that drum is the final one, it's done.
He's not willing to donate another one.
I talked to him about that too. So I'm working it different ways. He would take this one, and he would not donate it. He would sell us one. And it would be a used copier, and he would still go along with the same thing, the service and stuff like that. But I'm talking to a couple different people as to what our options are to find out what's the best. And then I'm thinking, hopefully by next township meeting, that I will be able to have all that information and give it to you guys so you guys can make the decision as to which way you would like to go. The other option is if this copier, if we don't get any money for it, or if we have no use for it, I'd like to donate it to the church if they're willing to take it. I'm just throwing out a lot of different options to let you guys know which way I'm looking to put it out there.
Okay, I think one of the things we'd have to do is I'm fine with donating it to the church, but knew that thing was, what, $35,000?
10 years ago, yes.
Okay. So what I would like to do is see where we are value-wise and trade in.
And that's what I'm looking at, too. There's 10 different fingers that I'm looking at,
sure.
Different options, and I don't have all that information yet.
So
I'm still waiting for people to get back to me.
I think the only thing that the board can do at this time is wait to hear what you bring back to the board,
right.
And then make a final decision.
Well, I know that Aaron and I talked up. One day a couple or 3 weeks ago, about, you know, getting the ink and everything, and
they literally do not sell it anymore.
Okay.
The ink that we ordered twice now has, the code says that it would work with our printer, but it doesn't. The printer, the print that's in it is a 304, and all they can send us now is a 306. So the chip in it doesn't even read in our
printer.
Well,
we're certainly going to have to look quickly.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about it. I know. I got a little bit of information a few months ago that the printer was starting to have some
yes.
things, and I wondered how long we're going to be able to write it out.
After this ink. That's all. And that's with searching everywhere, not just Staples. And this is an internet search, period.
So the best thing to do is try to make a decision, if we can, why we can, instead of trying to wait till we don't have anything.
Yes.
We've put so many Band-Aids on it.
Yeah, well, I think the Band-Aids is about going away on that.
So one of the things, Jessica, if I may, one of the things, and it was great that someone donated us one that was an older model and et cetera, and we're going to run into the same thing. If we get one, it's two models. Eventually, you get to a certain point, they don't make parts, they don't make the ink, and et cetera.
Right.
So when you get your information, if you could, even if we was to get a, I'd like to see the price of a used one versus a new one, and the breakdown, because we're going to keep running into this.
Right.
Versus if we get one and we can use it 10 years without having to worry about parts or ink.
A lot of the ones that I'm talking to, or the places that I'm talking to, offer a service package. It'll cost you so many dollars per month for 5,000 copies. Or you can do a lease on a copier, or you can do a buy on a copier. I'm going to bring all those numbers to the table.
Because I would like to see the idea.
Because there's lots of different options.
Because one of the things that we're down to now is, if you look at, yes, this was donated to us, and et cetera, but I'm interested if you could break down the idea, if we lease it with the service in there, break that down over a period of time, are we basically not really saving money by getting something old, where if we break it down and we lease it so much per month, and the service is there, the ink is there, they come in, everything's running, and if we look at that over a 10-year period versus us owning it, then trying to get the ink and the service, I guess we could, kind of look apples to apples on that. Because I don't know if leasing is the better way. I know a lot of companies do that for that reason, but we can look at it.
Well, the problem is that you run into on manufactured items and things like that. It's just like everything else. To keep them in business is repeat sales. So if you pay a bunch of money for a product, it doesn't necessarily mean it's going to hold up for 10 years, that's for sure.
Right.
Without you can get some kind of warranty on it or anything. But they're made, to be for repeat sales, really. So one thing we can't do is we can't function and live without copies.
Right.
I mean, it's just
the
way it is. So having said that, I think we need to check around, see what all our options are. We're going to have to probably end up with some kind of lease or purchase or something, see what the best.
I'm looking into black and white as well as color, just because that's what's out there nowadays.
Right.
And there's a lot of different features, and I'm still going through all of that.
Right.
And
what we need, what we don't need.
Yeah.
My question to you is, you said break it down. Do you want 1 year, 3 year, 5 year, 10 year?
Well, just kind of, when you're getting that information, just kind of jot that down and kind of weigh through some of it that you kind of can say, well, obviously it don't make sense to go 1 year if we do 3 years for the $2 more.
Okay.
So what makes sense to you, kind of, make it so that when we look at it, we understand what we're looking at.
Well, I think you can look to your crazy, but the simple fact of the matter is, if you get anything that's used, it's got 10 years on it, you're certainly not going to get any warranty on that.
Right.
I mean, that's just...
And that's a key, too. A lot of places make money by selling additional warranty.
Exactly.
So one of the things, let's say we bought it from a company called John Smith. Well, John Smith would bring it out, and, for extra $1,000, you get a 10-year warranty, and et cetera. We'll need to check to see what the warranty actually is on the piece of equipment from the manufacturer, and does the manufacturer offer an extended warranty versus John Smith, because if John Smith's not around anymore, then they're not going to. So it's always important to know on an extended warranty or a warranty from the manufacturer.
Okay.
The one company that I used to deal with in business there was Gordon Flash, and they had all these great deals, leases, and so on and so forth. So you might want to price them out on to figure out what we really need, the volume of copies and things like that we need.
Okay.
And I don't know, does that copy up there, does it have the counter on it, the copy counter, or, you know, the ones that I've had in the past actually had a...
I think it did.
Mm-hmm. Some of them have a counter, and that's how they charge your service by, like
oh,
you said.
Yeah, they charge you for
basically
X number
copy.
Of copies
yeah.
per month. And I think a lot of that would, if you can get a, you know, like check it and see if you can get the volume of copies we're making, might help you out a lot there, Jessica.
Yeah,
see how many we actually
today.
Need. Okay, is there anything else you had there?
No.
Okay. Just a minute, Robin. I had one thing there.
Yeah,
I wanted to, get with you on. I know some of the residents that have looked at our website say it sucks. And I have to agree. And one, if you would, maybe. Should do a little shopping to see. I'm obviously not a webmaster. Ari, if you know a webmaster, let him talk to Jessica. I don't know.
Jessica, I sent you I've got something from Gahanna, the person that did the Gahanna's website. It was just ironic that I call it junk mail or I don't know, but they sent me an email and I forwarded it to you.
Yeah, I saw that too.
I don't remember who I just had select all and sent it, and I don't know who all got it. I had to go back and look. I don't know what their cost and et cetera would be for that.
But that might be.
It did look like a nice website, very intuitive and easy to use. So that's what we're looking at. Most of the websites nowadays is a plug and play. You drop your pictures in, and it's not. And you can change. You know, basically in the backside, you can change what you want to change. Hit yes, and then it's live. So, realistically, the other thing that we can look at is we're already with GoDaddy. GoDaddy has templates that you could pick out, and they're approximately a couple $100, and then you just basically plug in what you want, picture here, what do you want it to say. We can always look at that and see. The days of having a webmaster design a frame was the hard part. So we can look at both different ways of what we need to use to work for the township.
There's a lot of paperwork on the website that we need to update and change
right.
as well,
right.
So it needs to be pretty flexible.
So that's where I'm thinking that if you look at what GoDaddy has to offer, they also have technical support and teams and stuff like that. Is it something that we can do ourselves versus paying a web guy to be able to do it? So what we can do is waive it. Plus, there's only so many hours in a day for you, and I get that.
Well, I know there's been a few townships that you visited to see. You know, it might save you a lot of time and research. You know, to pick up the phone and just call your contacts.
Who did they use?
And I know I've been on Jackson's. Website and I like it a lot.
It's impressive.
And that's
Prairies
impressive.
Is impressive. Norwich is impressive.
Yeah, are they?
Yeah.
I've never been on Norwich at all. And those are two. No way, you hadn't visited Jackson, I don't believe.
They're next on my list.
I think right.
That might be, say, hey, who are you using? Call us and, you know, save you a ton of research probably
yeah.
than just doing that. Okay, that's about the only thing. Did you have
I just wanted real quick. I was thinking about this. How about contacting Franklin Heights High School and seeing if there's any students over there that might like to work on a program like that?
Right.
You understand what I'm trying to say?
Right.
You know, I'm just thinking we might be able to get some kids that are in our area.
Right. That's
and,
a good idea.
You know,
to get experience.
About, but, I mean, it just comes across in my mind that they could... I'm not saying you wouldn't maybe need something rather than...
They could use it as
I'm willing to take all the help I can get in regards to
because we can look at the...
I can see where Franklin Heights would have kids...
It's an excellent... They could do it as a project with the teacher.
Yeah.
That's an excellent idea.
The Career Academy or whatever it's called out there off of...
Southwest.
That's the people
probably
do. Yeah, Southwest.
Technical group out there.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I think it's that Southwestern Career Academy.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
That's some good suggestions. Robin, did you have something to add there?
Class.
each of
that. Yeah, it was for Jessica around the copier. I work for a nonprofit, and of course, we're always trying to find the cheapest, most economical way to do everything.
Mm-hmm.
Our new CEO says we're as lean as we can be. We use modern office methods,
mm-hmm.
and they call it short of MOM, is what they call it. They supply all of our copiers, faxes, all of those kind of things, which is really great. They do the preventative maintenance, which is obviously a part of the contract. So with the preventative maintenance, it helps for your copiers mm-hmm. to live longer.
Right.
You know. Also, another thing our agency does, and I know this would be more of a board decision, but to help maintain paper, toner, things that maybe aren't a part of the contract that we have to pay for, is that each department has a code. So when they use the copier, each department is responsible. So if I go and use it for my department, I put in 0026, boom. I can scan, fax, copy, do whatever I need to do, but it's being billed to my department for my use of the paper, my use of the toner, okay?
Oh.
So when it comes time to buy more toner and to buy more paper, you can break down in the last month, this department 0026 used this much paper. This department used this much paper. So that way, each department can be accountable to helping maintain the paper and the toner usage down the road. Just putting a suggestion on the table as you're exploring toner options and printer options
for
long-term maintenance, because you're going to need to buy the right paper, because if you buy the wrong paper, it'll mess up the copier.
And well, it uses more ink and stuff, too.
Right, so all that stuff can get expensive, just the part of out-pocket. So
is that a lease? Is that a lease agreement that they have up there, Robin?
There's different options. You can do a lease to own. You can do a lease to turn back in and get a different one. They have all different ways to do it. And because we're nonprofit, I know that they work out different deals for different circumstances. It's just an idea.
Are they local?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. The only other thing. That I wanted maybe you to make an announcement. You're, a lot of people have asked on what is the home rule. I've probably had half a dozen people ask me this week.
We should and be getting our door knockers this week. Well,
yeah, and what
next
what,
week?
Yeah, what? Excuse me. What I'd like for you to do is to go ahead and make the announcement about you're going to have the little meetings to educate, I guess, an educational thing like this guy did year ago.
We are. We're going to have open forums where anybody can come and ask questions in regards to home rule. And those are, let me look because I told you wrong the last time, October the 12th at 6:30 and October the 26th at 6:30 at the church, Central Baptist at 1955 Frank Road. And they're both on Thursdays. And we'll go over and answer any and all questions. We'll also be going around from house to house and putting door knockers on and answering any questions as we come around to your home as well.
Okay, that's about all I had. Do you have anything else?
I don't remember which one, but they typed up a nice little thing about home rule. Do you want, I have copies over at the other office. Do you want them to put that knocker or?
It'll be on the door knocker.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I don't we have the door knocker as well, and it's pretty, it's got a lot of just facts on it. And then we'll be answering questions more in depth and answer any questions anybody has. But does anybody else have any questions in regards to home rule?
When is cleanup day, October 21st?
That is on Saturday, and that'll be for the township as well. And it'll be like tires, and we'll be taking back prescription medicines and different things like that. We'll also be there as well, answering questions about home rule. And it's just township cleanup day. And we'll have dumpsters here at the
yeah, bring your trash in.
You can bring your trash in. We'll have dumpsters here.
Okay.
That's on the 21st, Just?
Yes.
Okay, I was going to talk about that. But yeah, Saturday.
Yeah.
Okay.
Alrighty.
Is it the 21st or the 28th?
21st.
21st.
And you guys are going to need money for the...
Right. And I'll bring that up here.
You're going to let me know?
They can cover that in a minute.
It says...
anybody else have anything for me?
Well, I see that.
Okay.
It's for the cleanup day. For the dumpsters.
Thank you, Jessica.
It's a
welcome.
Thank you.
Ralph's done. Ralph's already told us about the website.
Yeah. Okay, let's go ahead and move on. Basically, I had only had about one thing I wanted to bring to everyone's attention, and the board as well, since we do not have the ongoing, in other words, local waste will continue to service it, but we don't legitimately have a contract with them. What they're going to do is, this will be the last newsletter that local is going to pay for. And what we need as a board, the residents, I'm sure, like the newsletter, they talk about it quite a bit, or at least to me they do. Now, having said that, we're going to have to end up paying for it from now on. We the taxpayers. So, what I wanted to bring up to the board, and do we want to continue on with our newsletter after this?
An idea if they do it versus if we look at if we mail it out.
Jessica and I both have prodded to try to get calls.
I'm still waiting for a call back.
And I'm still waiting for a call back. So we've been the gambit on that already. So what we're going to have to do apparently is to go to other printers. One of the suggestions that I'll make to you is to go to Doug Henry over to the Westside Messenger. I think Doug and them could probably give a fair price on everything. Now, other than that, I don't know who to suggest to you. There's a million good printers around. If we wanted to try to get there again, get some pricing and so forth. And I can get with you and give you an idea on the amount per. So since the township's going to have to pay for it, I think the board's going to have to decide.
Well, first of all, I think
quarterly.
It's kind of hard to decide until we see exactly what it would cost us if we
wanted to quarterly. Yeah, that's what I understand.
Right.
Depending on the cost, you might want a quarterly or.
If we get an excellent price,
I don't know. We'll see.
If we get an excellent price, I mean. Maybe we could do it monthly versus quarterly, but I definitely don't want to go under each quarter because it's kind of help people know what's going on every quarter, and I'd hate to take that away from them.
Well, I really don't want to take it away from the residents and everybody. But, I think that's something dollar-wise we need to investigate.
And I have been. I've been working on that as well.
Have you?
It's one of my projects.
Okay.
But, I still need to get with the United States Postal Service to figure out actually how much it's going to be to mail out each
bulk
individual
mail or
one.
Yeah. Well, I know it's pricey to set up a bulk mail account. Mm-hmm. That I know.
Before we had local waste, we had a regular person who printed them, folded them, put that little tab on them, and then he mailed them out for all of us as long as we had the accurate addresses.
Did he?
And he did it all, but he's out of business. But I mean,
we might be able to find somebody that again.
It's a possibility to keep extra ones here.
Who's next?
Okay. It ain't you.
You
well, wait just a minute. We have about just a minute, Robert, and I'll.
Okay.
And John, you have something
else? Yeah, I got a few things. Okay. First thing, Ed. Someone stole your bike that you got, I heard.
Huh?
Someone stole your bike?
Someone steal my bike?
Yeah.
No, they stole 3 chainsaws.
Your bike is still there?
My bike's okay.
Okay. Okay. I mean, I just heard that, someone broke in. I was just curious about that. I didn't know.
No, they stole 1 chainsaw I didn't have out of the box. They come in my house and stole it.
Wow.
They better have a cast iron hide if I catch them, because you'll have a funeral.
Okay, I just, someone said something about that, and I wanted to, I haven't seen you out riding it, so I was just curious.
No, I was out riding today.
Okay. Cleanup day. we were looking at doing cleanup day. There is a camp that is over in the Broadlawn area that we had visited. I just found out that the city is going to completely take out those woods that we walked in, clean everything up. There was another group, Fred Reeser, that was going to take his organization and volunteer to go back there and totally clean that up. We were going to try to correspond that with cleanup on the 28th. Well, it really wasn't working out, and that's going to be a moot point because that's not going to be there no more. But the Broadlawn area still wants to do cleanup. They have a lot of the homeless that go through there. There's a lot of different things where people drop needles and things of that nature. So what I felt the best thing to do is to be able to get some dumpsters in here, and the township will provide those. Well, I'm going to make a recommendation that here in a minute that we can spend up to $200, and that's going to be for some of those picky up things that we would have here, but we'd want to get them back so that we can use them. That way you don't have to touch the stuff, as well as some garbage bags and etc. So each area, if you have a block watch, what we'd want to do is get with you to say, okay, on Saturday, the whole weekend, on the 21st, the weekend of the 21st, that you would be able to go through your community, bag everything up that's trash, have one address or somewhere that you pick them, put that, and then our road department would come around and pick that up. We'll bring it here and dump it, unless you guys want to just put it in the back of a pickup truck and be able to dump it here as well. So that's the plan at this point. So I would like to make a resolution number
17307.
That we allow expenditures not to exceed $200 in order to do this cleanup day. We don't foresee it going that high. I just went ahead and put $200 to make sure that we wouldn't have to come back.
Do I have a second?
And that would be used for dumpster or something like
dumpsters,
that.
Trash bags, the little picky up things. We may get the dumpsters donated from the trash company, so chances are we're not even going to have that much in expenditures.
Okay. By contract, the local waste has to provide so many dumpsters a year to the township.
Well, we have a contract till the end of the year.
You're still in contract with them until the first of the year.
Okay. Do you know how many dumpsters that is?
I'm not sure, but it is in the contract, and it tells how many dumpsters they have to provide so many times a year for cleaning.
Well, one of them, it was always the National Night Out. They donated for that. And that brings up another question. They've got their dumpsters out here. Now, since they don't have a bona fide contract with us for next year, are they going to, will they pull these? I haven't even thought about that, frankly.
I'm sure they will. Yeah.
So we'll have to, that'll be another cost we'll have to incur.
But what I've got is a motion to allow to expand.
I'd second the motion to spend a couple $100 on that, yeah.
John?
Yes.
Rob?
Yes.
Don?
Yeah. So there's some things.
The last thing that I have is, if some of you that were here, when we talked about the sewers that you guys have heard me talk about several different times, I went and sat down with Nick Surtis and also the gentleman, I just lost his name, from the County Engineers Department name.
Stephen Renner?
Who?
Renner. Stephen Renner?
Stephen Renner, thank you. Mm-hmm. What they basically broke down to, there was two different things. There was a contract that I've looked into that came up where in 1943, I believe it was, that the city of Columbus entered into agreement with the county in order to extend across the county, to extend the city, that anyone that wanted to hook on to the services, they could do so. There would be a tap fee. However, you would not have to annex. And obviously we lost the casino because you had to annex. So from what I'm being told, and I talked with Mr. Duffy, which is a state house representative that is also working on that. I talked to him today. He is saying he doesn't see where that this has really, it's supposed to automatically every so many years, it automatically goes into a renewal. Unless they do not want to renew this contract, you would get a 3-year notice clause that come the next time we're not renewing it. So attorneys are looking at it. I talked to Nick Sortis in regards to this. He said that with the casino, the reason the county went the way that they did is because they had some stuff that they wanted to trade for this to in order to do that. So the county never used that as any type of ammo on their side, because evidently there were some properties or something that they wanted to trade in order to say, okay, you can annex that. So the township had no dog in that fight to be able to say, we would like to keep that into the township. With the sewers, I have been arguing and fighting and trying to find out why there needs to be what is called a capacity fee or a tap fee. The tap fee is going to be, I've heard different numbers, 32, 38. I don't know exactly for sure until we have a meeting what they say exactly what it's going to be. They said that it originally, I've done 18 records requests in order to see the records. Nor did I get anything that we really asked. We got a shotgun of a bunch of different things. None of it really made any sense. My consensus is they took $17.5 million for this project from a MORPC fund, as well as they took a grant that was a stimulus fund of $5 point some million, and that was back in 2002. Well, the project itself is way over budget because of the fact that the sewers were put in, it was put in wrong, as you know, and then they went back. So the county's been pressured to go ahead and continue on at their cost, irregardless if they're going to get the money from the insurance company from Deer Creek, because they had a policy on that that was it's basically an insurance policy. If you mess up, that they
bonded.
Thank you. There was a bond on that, so they're fighting over the bond, and it's basically going to court to see if a judge is going to rule that the county would be reimbursed for that. So moving forward, the county told me originally that the city is the one who gets the tap fee. Check with the city, check with Stenziani's office. Stenziani's office said, no. I talked with Michael Stenziani himself, and he says, listen, this is a county project. The city has nothing to do with this, nor do we collect the money. So going back and doing research on this and where the tap fee comes down to, back in, I forget what year, it's going to be in the 60s, the city took out some huge bonds with other people. So basically what this fee goes to is to those bonds that are a 30-year bond. So the city technically isn't getting it, but you're buying in order to use the service, the lines. And that money is what they're saying is going to go to pay those bonds from 30 years ago. So if any of that makes sense to you, the end of the line is, I've taken this as far as I can take this and have looked, researched, trying to find out. And yes, there are the bonds that they were showing me. Why they didn't just take that time 2 years ago and show me this instead of me forcing their hand to this point, I don't know. So at this point, that is what the tap fee is going to go for, is to pay the bonds that are used in order to expand the facility from way back when. So you're basically buying in order to be able to use their lines. So
the bottom line is, you're going to have to pay a tap fee, and they will make it that way. And what they'll do is they will, once everything is called and everything is completed, which means, you know, there's areas such as, Hart Road, Richter, things like that, and the Money Back area, El Paso Drive, that those roads have to be completed, which Jim Stevens tells me is nearing completion now, or not, they're not physically out, but dates have been set to have that still, the paving still done before the year is over. And after everything is done, signed off and everything, then that's when the residents will start getting the mailers from the Franklin County Health Department, you know, the people that's been out here a couple of times. So that's about the way that's going to be completed. Okay, is there anything else, John?
Well, hidden.
I'm sorry.
Is there anything?
No, I thought someone said something out there.
I want to ask you a question about that, but he wants to talk, and I want him to go ahead and get the chance to talk.
Yeah, he's...
I signed up. What you spoke about, I want to ask you.
Well, we got Mr. Cook here. Just let me get him real quick, and then we'll...
Okay, well, I just want to wait so this gentleman...
Right, okay.
You got a meeting to set up with Nick Sewell's Pete Griggs wants to know if you want it in there. I think they should be.
Okay, I'll talk to him about it, see what...
Well, you need the board decision.
Oh, well, then you need to find out his life.
Well, if I had to make, if you want me to make a decision now, I'd say no, because I don't want to spend any more money on lawyers right now.
What are you saying, Don? I can't hear you now. There's a meeting with Nick Sewell, county prosecutor, and our attorney wanted to know if we wanted them to be there. I think they should be.
I'm sending an email out to the trustees as well as Lisa. And we really haven't even got a date set, because one says they want to do a night, one says they want to do a day. I'll come whenever we need to. So, in other words, to cut the flack, it would be really nice.
You can't do it night.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And when John, I think John Wayne day, Don Wayne night, and it doesn't seem like anybody's bending on that. And my theory is, the amount of money, this is supposed to be a question and answer thing on stuff that the county prosecutor's office is going to relay to the board and Ms. Morris, and from a standpoint of having, spending more township money, which you know we're big time over budget on the lawyers right now.
We have $19,000.
Yeah, right. What? For what?
And I am, I'm not going to spend any more lawyer money that we don't have to spend. So I don't know how else to put it other than I'm opposed to having
for what, when he's done all the work?
Taxpayers, lawyers down here to pay more money when it's foolish.
Yeah.
Now that's just my take on it. Now I understand that there's two of you guys, other you guys, and if you want to vote in favor, bring the attorney in. I have no choice. But I am absolutely opposed, because I don't think it's necessary. So that's my take on it.
Take a pen, Ed, and if you want any of the post-it notes, you can have that too. I don't see why we would need him. From what I understand, when I talked to Nick Sewers, he just wanted
to... Question and answer thing.
Right. So... Yep. I don't see where we will...
And you know, if there's anything, we have any questions on procedures, things like that, his thought was it would clear some, you know, clear up any outlying or underlying questions we might have. And that's the information I was given, Lisa, just, you know, for your information as well. Okay. So, I mean...
You talked to him, correct?
Oh, absolutely.
So I have no idea what the discussion is going to be. If you feel we don't really need an attorney...
The only thing it was clarification on some of the issues that we had discussed.
Okay.
That's about it, really. It's the same thing they do if we call them, you know, for advice. I mean, or have a question.
Okay.
They're not going to dictate policy to you, but they're certainly going to tell you. And, you know, to me, I lean on them pretty good, because it's free money for the township. I get to ask legal questions and get as much information from the prosecutor that don't cost us any of us a dime.
I'm not getting any answers from the doctor.
So, anyway, that's my take on it. And if anybody wants to do anything differently, well, you know, let me know.
He's really something.
Was there anything further you
had? He's on his ass. I'm okay. I really don't care.
Yeah. Well, I just think we spent way over budget on our lawyers this year.
Yeah. Shit.
Okay. All righty.
You clip for it. Who's the first person?
Okay, Robert, I believe you're...
Oh, Robert.
Yeah.
Yeah, since you've been so kind and patient there.
Yeah. The I'd like to speak about the speeding on Big Run Road.
Yeah.
I've resided there a number of years. And since the road improvements, they look like rocket ships.
I know they do.
And I walk that road several times a week.
Yep.
And it's getting pretty unsafe. Now, I know the county put out the flashing sign, your speed limit is 25. Does that retain any information, or is it just a flashing sign?
It's just that visual deterrent that is supposed to make people aware that they're speeding. Or we know
it didn't calm them down a bit. As a matter of fact, they were challenging it.
Probably seeing how fast they could go.
Yeah, they wanted to crank it up, and they did get into the high 40s.
What time frame, if I may? What time frame? I know most people say all the time.
There's a rush hour there every day.
Right.
Because of the congestion up here on the pike, the people that are northbound are shooting through.
Right. We have our chief here. So if we was to have cars in there to not only say, yep, that sign did say 35, it's accurate.
25.
I understand. But when I'm saying speeders, if they're going 50, and it's, that says 50, my radar says 50. What I'm trying to do is say, when would we be able to visualize, see this, and which directions do they come so that we can ticket some of these people?
It come down any time. I'm not being the smart aleck.
I understand that,
but
is there a time, like five, do you see a larger amount at 5 o'clock?
You've got the high school kids with the loud radios a little after 3 when school was.
So after 3.
You get the kids.
Okay.
You get the dope addicts just about any time.
Oh, yeah.
And then 5 o'clock, all I'm trying to do is get the rush hour. Does the rush hour traffic cut you?
It will calm them down in some spots, you know, because of the rush hours.
Well, yeah, but what I'm saying is, sir, at 5 o'clock, do you see, because like say for instance, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, people are at work, people are at school, there may not be as many. What I'm trying to do is utilize the amount of hours that we spend with an officer sitting there. I want to try to get the most bang for a buck to be able to catch as many people in 1 hour, 2 hours, or 3 hours. So at 5 o'clock in the evening, from 5 to 7, or maybe it's 5 till 6, when do you see the traffic increase and decrease?
3 to 6.
Well, increases will tend to slow it down a little bit. You get the middle of the day there. You know, you used to be able to count on drunks being out at night. It's 24 hours now with people with the addiction going on.
What was your name, sir?
I'm Robert Shirey.
Well, Robert, the speed detectors was kind of our first step. So the next step is to actually put officers there and see what kind of a deterrent.
If that machine had some guts, it would put you at prime time.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I'm asked the county to bring that out. And sure. I thought that when I talked with, forget the gentleman's name. I thought that he said that would record speed and time. But I could be wrong. I didn't know which machine they brought out.
No.
Because when they had the bridge opening, I talked to a gentleman that had the same issues, things of that nature. And that's when the county was out there, and they pulled me aside and said, well, you know, we can see about setting up our thing that tells us speed. I thought at that time he said that they would be collecting data, but it wouldn't, you know, like give license plates or anything like that.
I'll double check on it, but okay. As far as I'm aware.
The other thing, since you are here and you can pass to your neighbors, we are going to be shoring up and putting a guardrail in there and redoing that bank where it's starting to erode. So that's going to
probably... Is that what the pre-con marks are?
Yes, so that's going to start here real soon. So to make it safer, because if that continues to erode away, the road's going to give too. So in the last meeting, the board approved expenditures in order to improve that and put the guardrail all the way around. From what I understand, a car did go over that, and someone...
That was out of an armed robbery.
Yeah. Yes, yes, that they were running through there, so...
Well, anyway, there's supposed to be guardrails, so I can't remember the exact distance and that type
of thing. I do remember when the guardrails first went up, it intimidated them.
Yeah, I know it did.
It did slow them down.
And then the embankment is supposed to be built up quite extensively there too. And the township is paying for that. We approved that in the last meeting, Bob.
Same company that did the work before is going to, I believe, is going to be the contractor for doing that. They did a really good job on that bridge and et cetera.
Yeah, we've talked.
General.
Yeah.
We've talked about the speed on.
That is not a legal two-lane road.
No, it isn't.
We addressed that years ago.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
We tried to get a yellow line put down the middle of it. Yeah. There's not enough road there.
I can tell you that also I looked into making that a non-through, that you can't use that as a cut-through, but we can't.
That won't go nowhere.
It's not legal anymore.
Yeah, that will go nowhere. I mean, it's...
At one time,
we've got the problem was trying to figure out a way to slow them down.
Yeah,
and I think the only way that we've already got the speed limit down 25. That's what the speed limit says. And that's really what...
It was the speed limit when it was gravel.
Exactly. And, you know, and frankly, in down your road there, it really doesn't need to be more than 25, 35 tops.
But you could make it 50 and still forget speed.
I know you can. I come through there all the time. And I think it's kind of a matter of seeing what the chief can work out with from a standpoint, and if he can post an officer there at a given time. Maybe would you mind taking a couple of minutes, maybe take Bob back in and speak with him? Maybe you guys can work out some kind of scheduling or something so he can tell the neighbors down there and everything.
Yeah, last December I had a kid knock over a utility pole,
right,
a 40-year-old grapevine, and then come in, hit my truck that was parked in my driveway.
Did he? Yeah.
I suffered about $16,000 worth of damage. Was uninsured.
Well, he was only doing 25.
First thing he said, he had his cruise control on.
Yep. I'd also heard from one of the neighbors down there that you had some breaking and entering.
That was $10,000 ATV.
Yeah. Yeah, well, make sure, for God's sake, you've got to get police reports on all that. You know that.
I know.
Okay.
I've got a thing going with prosecutor now.
Have you? Okay. You want to talk to him a couple minutes while he's here, Byron? That way you can get his address and everything. I appreciate it. Thanks, Bob, for stopping down. Okay. Who else? I think Mike had something.
They were ahead of me. Are they done? Was you done with your?
Is there anybody else on the sheet here, Lisa?
She's got the sheet down.
Mike would be the last.
Yeah, Mike would be the last.
I just wanted to bring up about those lawyers. Five meetings ago, they showed up here and they had 9 people. Remember him standing up and saying, "I have 9 people sitting in this audience from the prosecutor's office," and we showed up with 2 puppies. We showed up with 2 lawyers that sat up there that had no, they didn't even have clues about most of what was being talked about. And then when this lady that just left from her newspaper, when the article came out in her newspaper, those 2 lawyers agreed with what the 9 people were sitting here saying, that you basically had everything.
Right.
The 2 lawyers went against you.
I know.
You included the lawyers.
That's what
you just said. You had said as a board that you're way over on the lawyers. I've been asking this question since I've been to every meeting. What do you do about the lawyers?
Right.
You do not have to retain. They're not elected.
No.
They're not a permanent position. Let's consider about doing something about it.
Amen.
There is another. There's a couple different outfits that I've already been looking at and talking to see if they do this type of law, and that's me, and I don't want to throw anyone under the bus or something, but absolutely, I'm glad that you saw that, because...
We all did.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I've been watching for a long time.
I kind of took the highway that night, didn't want to argue the point, but when I have a book here from Morpsey that I did a records request, and I'm looking at that you took 17 $1.5 million, and right. they say, we didn't take it, and I slide it to the attorneys yeah. to speak for me, because they're attorneys.
And they're being paid.
And they're being paid, and they're like, we don't know nothing about it, and I'm just kind of like, whoa. I have been working on this for 2 years, I have been sent everything to them, and et cetera. I was in the hot seat, and so when we went back to have the second meeting, and one of them went with me, well, the next morning, see, that was on Thursday. I called on Friday. Never heard back from the attorneys until Tuesday. I talked to the attorneys. They said, John, don't look at that as a failure. You did great.
Say, good Lord, did that.
But I'm like, you did great work.
Don't look at it as a failure.
They said, look at it as, we couldn't get that many people from the county in a room at one time, so you did a really good job.
I'm oh, like, wow. Oh,
you did a good job. I mean, you didn't represent the township,
they didn't
in my
do a good
opinion.
Job. They look
no,
like
they
weasels.
They just kind of tucked their tails, is my opinion.
Right. Brochures has right. always done that.
So, it you goes, know, it's...
That's what he does.
Usually in January, in January, we look at, do we sign with them or not? So we'll have to stay tuned. It could be a whole new board up here.
Stay tuned.
We just don't know what the board's going to be. But, you know, come January.
Oh, Lord.
We didn't put a retainer. I don't know. We probably could change now. We'd have to take a look at that. But,
we need your lawyer.
You know, I think that is what everyone in here is saying. It's evident that we need to do something.
John, I've been coming a very short period of time.
Yes, sir.
People have been coming for a long, long time. Didn't take me long to pick up on.
Oh, no.
It's just embarrassing.
Yes, it is.
And it's our money.
It is.
It's our money. You may control where the money goes, and you do live here in the township, so it's your money, too.
It is.
But it's all these people that live in here's money. And I really, I mean, I know I'm funny about it, but it's not funny.
It is. Well, it's embarrassing to me because I'm one of your trustees, and you still have
embarrassing.
It's absolutely embarrassing, and we're paying these guys, and it looked like a couple clowns.
Right.
I mean, they had no clue. I mean, I was so dumbfounded and so upset.
Well, they think you're going to take them because they're lawyers, that you're going to believe them like Hillary Clinton or somebody. No. He has done this all along since that casino.
Right.
Nothing.
Right.
Nothing.
Right. I definitely want to do
something. Working on that jet.
I mean, those two other things I just noticed this past week. The office was closed one day, and I just was curious why the office would be closed.
Office? Sickness? We had a sick day. The first time she's been sick.
Okay, now that's fine. I understand. Yeah. But we're not trained if one person's sick, the building shuts down. No, and I'm not saying people can't get sick. I'm just I'm just asking the question.
It depends on.
What's the backup?
What answer do you want?
Well, just wait.
She was just sick.
The day you were ill, Jessica.
There should be a backup plan.
Jessica was a little bit late, like 10 or so, getting here.
The note on the door said it'd be closed all day.
It wasn't closed all day. I had meetings outside of the office, and when I wasn't in the meeting, I was here in the office.
I'm just telling you what the notes
say. I know, I understand what you're saying.
You know, this is the second meeting that I've come to that someone feels the need to, like, say that I said something right. I'm telling you, I read that note, and that note said the office was closed all day.
You're very right. It did, because we weren't sure how long I was going to be gone at that meeting outside of the office.
The next thing I want to say is I never wanted anybody to be thrown under the bus at the last meeting about minutes. Another employee who was sick. I feel terrible for this lady that she's sick and everything, but I never threw anybody. I don't know this lady other than to see her here, and she was never but anything but pleasant to me.
I never heard anyone say that.
Well, someone said that we were throwing her under the bus.
I didn't think you did. I think, Mike, I think if anything, you've been straightforward with and want answers. I've never taken it as thrown under the bus.
Okay, so when I come and I ask the question, it's because I have reason for asking the question. I just want to get some information.
Right.
Then I'm mulling around, maybe 2 weeks for the next meeting, maybe 4 weeks. Then the only other thing, when I looked over my stuff today from that meeting that we were talking about, when they brought all those people, at the end of that meeting, I brought up about some money being missed, and it was all explained, but during that meeting there had been a conversation that Ralph made about a check that was stolen And I'm curious, when do we see as residents that that check has been taken care of, or what do we? I'm just curious. I pulled all my stuff out, and I can't find anything that speaks to that money on that check.
The fiscal officer can answer you on that. I think we've recovered that.
We filed a police report. The detective has already got to the bank where it was deposited. It was deposited by someone we don't know. Some of the money is still in that account, but they froze it. Our bank has already sent us a letter that they have returned the money back to our account, the full.
And I appreciate that. And I realize there's things that's not open.
I just got that Monday.
But Ralph brought that up in that meeting when I was reading my stuff over.
Yes. And I just got that Monday.
$6,200 and some dollars, yes. I believe it was.
Yes.
You know, that's a lot of money.
And some of you may not understand what was going on. A check was
still
mailed.
Under investigation, by
a check was mailed out to a vendor, and they said they never received it.
Right.
Physical officer looked and said, oh, yeah, it's been cashed, blah, blah, blah. And they're like, well, we never received it. Mm-hmm. We started looking backwards. Someone stole someone's mail somewhere between here and them receiving it in their mailbox. Mm-hmm. Someone stole a check, walked into a bank, signed it, cashed it, or whatever they did.
They deposited it into their account through an ATM.
So it was nothing with the township per se, but we've worked with authorities in order to be able to obtain that. Ms. Morrison also was able to get the bank with everything. Since it wasn't anything on our part, the money was put back into our account, so no taxpayers' money was lost, and et cetera. So.
But the detective was going to go to that bank because they did it at the ATM, so they got the camera. And if they find this person, they are going to be prosecuted.
Great.
And it'll be up to me to bring it to the board to say we found the person. We'll probably prosecute to the fullest extent.
But bottom line was, like on some of that stuff, you probably won't hear it coming back because the money was retrieved, Mike. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
The bank always refunds the money if they cash a fraudulent check.
Yeah.
Then they prosecute, doesn't it?
Do you have something, Janet?
Have we thought about doing automatic deposits for some of these checks to get out of that? I mean, I know the electronic way of doing business is kind of the norm now. That way those kind of things aren't stolen out of mailboxes or whatever. So has that ever been something that's been brought up?
No.
I mean, there's probably a small fee for it, but I think...
It's not a small fee. It is extremely expensive because we mail out so many. And to do all that, it would... The bank fees now are hitting us so badly, we can't even make... Like, for instance, last month. It is extremely difficult to go to another bank. We've moved once, and everybody, it was like 4 or 5 months when I first got here.
Well, I mean, the reason I say this, because I over a year ago, I was sitting and I was working with small business, which, in a sense, the township is kind of a small business. And they had an ACH product, and it wasn't external. I mean, it wasn't like hundreds of dollars. So... I just don't know.
Our interest that we make on the $3 million that we have in there is like $300, a little over $300, but the fees are like $500. And we would go to ATFs, we would be spending more money, and we would not. And right now at this time, the way the banking is going, I looked into changing back to maybe Huntington. The fees are no different.
And then the other thing is that as far as I recall, I know in the 4 years I've been here, but even Don could probably... I don't know if this ever happened to the township before.
No, not since I've been here. I don't know about any other fiscal officers that's been here.
To me, that's just a thought, especially with the way things are in the world today, more electronic stuff happening.
Well, we only had it done once, so.
Yeah.
He's just playing over bad behaviors.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we're always looking for better ways to do things, for sure, and... You know, and with the amount of issues and problems you have. And you have to understand, too, that there's an awful lot. We don't have, for an example, Mike, if we have to close the office for a half a day because somebody's really ill or something like that, it's not like someplace else. We don't have, per se, a real replacement for it.
Okay.
If we can't afford to have.
That was my question. Yeah. So your answer.
It was just a mistake on our part for not changing the sign and
really,
not.
Well, really, yeah. The sign probably should have been changed. And this was the last minute thing. I talked to the lady. She was very sick that morning.
I'm sorry.
Sorry.
I never called.
I just never imagined that.
And that's the first day she's missed. I think since she's been here, it just happened.
She has nothing to be sorry for.
No. Just so you know, Jessica was working that, you know, coming in and so forth. Yeah. Now, however, she had an appointment or so, she couldn't come. So she went, and then when the appointment was over, and I don't know what else she had to do, but she was here a big part of the day. The sign evidently just...
Well, the sign, when you got here, you took the sign down.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, well, thank you very much, everybody, and everybody
kind of
have a good Columbus Day. Anything else that we need to talk about before we close?
Nope. Any questions?
I'd like to make a motion that we adjourn.
Wait a second.
Oh, second.
Oh, wait a minute.
What night
trick or treat
you
going to be on? Go to Columbus, I guess. Don't it?
I remember, Robin, you. Where at it? Was it
31st? Are you talking about Megan's night? That's what my daughter just told me tonight.
Trick or treat.
31st.
What date did you say?
31st.
The 31st.
Okay.
Okay, wait, we're voting. John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Don? Can we adjourn?
Yeah.
Yes. We adjourn at 8:16.